Greetings, everyone. This is Terry Naturally with another edition of Terry Talks Nutrition. We're here every weekend, same time, same station. You can't lose us if you tried. If you're here now, you know where we are. And please come back. We'd love to have you every weekend if we could. And tell your family, friends, and relatives, all those who may not know who we are, and that you may think they could use some of our education, knowledge, and concepts to become healthier. It's our duty. It's our obligation. No one else. Now, I'll say this over and over and over again, because I don't think people understand they are in control of their health. Every day, every choice, every decision decides how healthy you are or we are. Everything we do, in fact, 98% of all of our decisions, all of our choices, create our lifestyle choices, our food, the amount of sleep, the amount of exercise, all those things around our entire health schedule. If you do everything at least as close to perfect as you can, we're going to have as close to perfect as health as we can. But if you make bad choices, don't care about what you do, or you're addicted to sugar, or you're addicted to carbohydrates, or you just don't give a darn whether or not you exercise, and you burn the candle at both ends. You go to bed late, and you get up early. We need 8 or 9, even 10 hours of sleep. I don't think too many people get that much sleep. But we really do need to charge our batteries. We need to have a good diet, low carbohydrates, no sugar of any kind. And there's all kinds of sweeteners. We don't need any of them. We need protein, or we can't live healthily. We need great fats, or we can't live healthily. And we could die without fats, die without proteins. We don't need 1 gram of carbohydrates to be healthy. And yet the American diet is primarily carbohydrates. You wonder why we're sick? That's why we're sick. It's so easy. Well, I shouldn't say that. It's so simple to know what we need to do to be healthy. But it's not easy to arrive at that decision to decide that that's what I'm going to do. Every day I'm going to eat better. I'm not going to eat that sugar-laden cereal in the morning. I'm not going to have a brownie and a cup of coffee. I'm not going to have sweets. I'm going to start off with eggs and bacon. I'm going to start off with a small steak and eggs. Need good quality proteins and fats to start the day off. You're going to feel so much better. And you won't have fatigue and exhaustion. But now give yourself some time. When you change your diet, you may take a few weeks to realize the benefits of why you changed. You can make those changes. You can be so much healthier, no matter what age you are. Everybody makes great strides, no matter how old you are or what condition you're fighting. Within a few months, you'll have a brand new, healthy body. Don't give up. Don't stop. Do all the things that we talk about to be healthy. And today we have all kinds of things to talk about to be healthy. We're going to talk about DIM. D-I-M. What is DIM? Well, we'll find out. And is chronic pain in your brain? Want to prevent cancer? Well, keep the weight off. Keep the pounds off. And a short burst of activity does big things for your health. You know about olive oil? But what do you know about olive fruit and leaf? Not the oil, the fruit itself, where the oil comes from, of course. But you can also have powdered fruit, powdered leaf as a supplement. And the effects of stress, how great are they on your body? What is your body effects and the impact of stress creating in your body? And now there is help for burning pain, numbness, tingling in your feet, toes, and fingers. I love andrographis, one of my most favorite herbs. It's a tune-up you can use for your body. Now let's do a hormone review. Both men and women have the same sex hormones. Does that surprise you? Ladies, that you have testosterone. Men, you have estrogen. But now they're produced just in different ratios. For example, estrogen, the female sex hormone. It has different characteristics. Libido, erectile function, and sperm formation in men. Progesterone triggers thickening of the uterine lining for implantation of the embryo precursor. And testosterone increases muscle mass, bone density, and sex trait development. Now, testosterone usually for men means that it eliminates ED, erectile dysfunction, and it boosts their ability to have sexual replay with their spouse or their partner or whatever. The testosterone for men is much, much more than that. I've had men take a product that improves testosterone levels, and they said they never felt better in their life. And it increases bone density, bone mass, muscle mass, and it helps to increase sexual trait development. When hormone levels aren't right, let's start with women first. Estrogen dominance. They do have testosterone, but estrogen is more dominant in women. And they experience hot flashes, night sweats, bloating, weight gain, infertility, headaches, depression, and mood swings. And for men, low testosterone, depression, reduced muscle mass, increased body fat, man boobs, erectile dysfunction, infertility, and fatigue. We need a high level, naturally produced hormones in men and women. Now, DIM, D-I-M, it's an active compound, an active form of a compound called indole-3-carbinol, found in vegetables such as broccoli, Brussels sprouts, cabbage. So we can eat it. And you can also take it as a supplement, DIM. And it affects a balance of hormones in the body. It creates the right ratio of hormones in the body. It prevents estrogen and testosterone from converting to forms that can be harmful. In postmenopausal women, DIM improved the ratio of estrogen in its beneficial form to estrogen in its harmful form by 47%. So this is important. And a lot of guys may take something for their testosterone levels, but it can also be converted into estrogen if you don't use DIM. DIM can give you a better muscle mass than without it. So how should you use DIM? Well, it's ideal for relieving PMS and other symptoms of estrogen dominance. Protects against breast cancer. But it's also useful for men. It helps keep testosterone in its beneficial form. Does not convert to estrogen. Has anti-cancer activity against prostate cancer. Now the dosage, if you're going to use it as a supplement, you can use DIM, you can look for DIM. Sometimes DIM is complex with curcumin and French grapeseed extract. Both are excellent to improve the activity of DIM. Approximately 120 milligrams of DIM as a clinically studied dosage. With approximately 250 milligrams of curcumin and French grapeseed extract. That's a good combination as a supplement. But the more that you eat vegetables, like broccoli, cabbage, Brussels sprouts, the more DIM you will absorb. It's very effective. Look for DIM. And primarily when you look for DIM, look for a combination with DIM, curcumin, and grapeseed extract. Now, is chronic pain in your brain? Well, science thinks so. The brain component of chronic pain. New scientific research is showing that how well our brain is functioning is actually connected to how intensely we experience pain. If there are not enough of the tiny little chemicals, the chemical messengers in the brain called neurotransmitters, or they aren't working properly, we can become more sensitive to pain in the body. Instead of barely noticeable, the ache in your knees may become very intense as chronic pain. Not just soreness, but chronic pain. Here's how you can help your brain turn down chronic pain signals. If you have chronic pain, I would say from arthritis, back pain, sciatica, TMJ, or other problems. If you boost serotonin, the serotonin production, B vitamins, vitamin D3, ashwagandha, OPCs from grapeseed, all help the body create serotonin. Serotonin is a neurotransmitter that helps reduce pain signals in the brain and reduce intestinal distress. Many people are suffering from intestinal complications. It's a hormone in the intestinal tract. In the brain, it's called a neurotransmitter. Now, calm overstimulated pain pathways. We can do it easily. Calm these pathways that are related to pain. One way to do that is with a supplement called PEA. Look for that supplement when you're shopping. PEA. Because it has been shown to reduce pain intensity for almost every type of pain imaginable. And especially helpful for nerve pain. And increase the body's own painkillers, such as endorphins. With DLPA. And reduce inflammation with curcumin and boswellia. These are all ways of reducing chronic pain naturally. Don't we all want to prevent cancer? Absolutely. Some people will escape. Some people have a genetic balance that prevents cancer. But we all want to prevent cancer. There are things we can do immediately to prevent cancer. First of all, keep the pounds off. Weight gain greatly increases cancer risk. And smoking, the two most common conditions causing cancer, a variety of cancers. Now, we can stop both of those. We can lose weight, we can stop smoking. That reduces about 60 to 70% the risk of cancer. It is already established that obesity greatly increases the risk of many types of cancer, a variety of cancers, different types of cancer. In a new scientific study, the researchers wanted to know if when a person gains weight, early or later in life, and how much weight they gain changes their cancer risk. How much you gain weight, when you gain weight. They collected data on body weight from over 600,000 people at least four times between the ages of 17 and 60, and tracked any diagnosis of cancer. The results of these studies. Versus people who never became obese. Obesity before the age of 30, that's early, was associated with five times increased risk of liver cancer. Now listen, this is critical. The earlier you gain weight or even become obese before the age of 30, you're going to have an increased risk of liver cancer by five times. You're going to double the risk of kidney and pancreatic cancer. A 58% increased risk of colon cancer. And women, when gaining weight, they were 4.5 times more likely to get endometrial cancer. Lose weight. That is one of the most critical things you can do to be healthy. Don't carry extra weight. Even in studies with animals, they fed half the group of animals 50% less than the other half. And the animals that were underfed lived much, much longer than those that were overfed. Gaining weight doesn't mean you're just out of shape. It means you're sick. It means you're unhealthy. It means that you are so much more likely to gain high risk of cancer and other diseases as well. Lose weight. So why does weight gain increase cancer risk? Well, excess fat cells don't just sit by the wayside. They don't just sit there. They actually trigger, and this is something that boggles my mind. Fat cells. Look at your belly. Or look at your body. Take your clothes off and look in the mirror. You're fat. And all those fat cells are not just innocent fat cells. They're just not full of fat. Their primary function is that they trigger inflammation. Now, inflammation is involved with many, many disease conditions. And yet we have people going out and buying anti-inflammatory drugs and supplements, but they could take a tremendous load off their body of inflammation by losing weight. You know if you have inflammation. If you're hurting, if you have pain, if you have heart disease, type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, all these conditions are inflammatory. I guess you could say inflammation is a fertilizer for cancer cells. It's the seed planted for growth of cancer cells. If you want to stop cancer, at least lower the risk of cancer, lose weight. Because the inflammation damages cellular DNA, which is what leads to the birth of cancer cells. It helps abnormal cancer cells to grow. And what made you fat is a lot of carbohydrates and sugar. And the carbohydrates convert to sugar in the body. And they have proven that cancer cells are fed by sugar. They use sugar to grow, to metastasize, to spread. And it suppresses cell death. So the cancer cells live on and on and on. So the best thing to do is lose weight. That's number one. And the majority of Americans can stand to lose weight. You may not be obese, but you are overweight. And if you're overweight, you have the ability to increase the risk of cancer, of many different kinds of cancer, and they can spread. Lower your risk of cancer by lowering your weight. And if you also smoke, stop smoking. Now, those two are under our control. We can do those easily. It's a simple process to stop smoking. It may be tough, but you'll be rewarded with better health overall and lose weight. And welcome back, my friends. We're back here with the second portion of our show. We'll be here to the top of the hour. And if you did not have time to go to my website, no problem, nothing to worry about. You have lots of time between now and next weekend to go to terrytalksnutrition.com and look at all the information available to you outside of this radio show. You can listen to all the radio shows that you missed or want to review them. Or maybe you only had one half of the program and you want to finish it. There are many, many shows that are archived on the section of the radio show section in Terry Talks Nutrition. And also, I have a newsletter that goes out every Friday. It gives you more information about your health and why you may need supplements or changing your diet. And you can subscribe to my newsletter. And you can also go to the website to read all the archived emails, newsletters on the site. So there's lots and lots of information on my website. Take advantage of it. So let's talk about how a short burst of activity or energy does big things for your health. Is that possible? So, yes, it is. You can make a big jump. 4 to 5 minutes is all you need. 4 to 5 minutes. You got that time. Some people say, I don't have time to exercise. Even if you commit 4.5 minutes, not hours, of vigorous exercise a day, or even 10 minutes every other day, scientific studies says you can significantly improve your health. You can find that much time. Now, the goal of this vigorous exercise is to get your heart rate up to the point that you can talk to someone in a short sentence, but you can't carry on a complicated conversation or sing, which is about 85% of maximum effort. You should be puffing, but not entirely out of breath, like running a sprint. If you ran a sprint, like 100 yards, two or three times, at your pace, if you ran 100 yards to the best of your ability, that at the end of the 100 yards, you are puffing. Another way I like to do it, I like if you would take a kettlebell. A kettlebell, for those of you who have never seen one or used one, it looks like a cannonball with a handle. And if you hold that against your chest, whatever weight you can handle, 5 pounds, 10 pounds, 20 pounds, 30 pounds, it depends how strong you are. I don't want you to drop it on your foot. Be able to hold it against your chest, either from the ball or from the handle. And then squat down. But when you squat down and you have never squatted before, make sure you have a box under your butt. Or a chair, a solid chair, not one that's going to tip over. And you hold that, it's called the goblet squat. You hold it like a goblet. And then you sit down, stand up, sit down, stand up. And do that 15 to 20 times. If you can, do as much as you can. Use a weight that will get you to 15 to 20 squats. At the end of your 20 squats, you're going to be huffing and puffing. If you're not, then increase the weight or do more reps. I think 20 reps is more than enough. And you can do this as a vigorous way to increase exercise in less than 4 to 5 minutes. You're going to do 20 squats and rest a minute. Then 20 more squats and rest a minute. 20 more squats. That's three sets of 20 squats with a kettlebell held in a goblet-like position. And I'm sure if you Google goblet squats, kettlebells, you will see exactly what I'm saying. Much, much better when you see it than when you're listening to me. Now, depending on your fitness level, this might mean walking as quickly as you can or turning up the resistance setting on your exercise bike or sprinting a short distance, like a 100-yard dash. You need to have something that stimulates vigorous exercise in a very, very short period of time. This will be extremely beneficial for you. You don't need to spend 30, 60 minutes to have a good workout. You can do it in 4 to 5 minutes or 10 minutes every other day. You can certainly significantly improve your health. And when I talk about eating the right diet, a good quality protein diet, high fat diet with good animal fats, olive oil, coconut oil, avocado oil, macadamia nut oil, all these are good oils. My preference is olive oil, of course, because not only are you getting the oils, but olive oil contains over 200 natural compounds beneficial for our health, including polyphenols that are very important for our health. Other oils do not contain these polyphenols. So olive oil is my choice. And from the experts I read and refer to, some say it is the most important food we could ever eat to improve the quality of our health. So now you can include exercise, a good night's sleep, 10 minutes of exercise every other day, or 4.5 minutes daily, good diet. Folks, you can be so much better in health than you ever thought possible. You don't have to be fatigued and exhausted. You don't have to toss and turn every night. A good time of exercise will help you sleep better at night and get in a good night's sleep. 8, 9, 10 hours, not 4 or 5. And then go into the living room and prop yourself up in a chair because you can't sleep. Stay in bed, even if you can't sleep. Stay in bed. You're going to start a routine that you will start sleeping. So this is all good for you. Now, what you gain from all this? First of all, good fitness reduces the risk of over 30 lifestyle diseases. Let me say that again. If you're in good shape, you've lost weight, and you're losing weight now because you're doing more vigorous exercise. Good fitness will reduce the risk of over 30 lifestyle diseases. Being in shape makes you healthy. Eating the right diet makes you healthy. Getting the right amount of sleep gets you healthy. And you can do all these on your own. You don't need a doctor. You don't need drugs unless your doctor prescribes the drugs for you. Drugs don't make you healthy. Lifestyle choices will make you healthy. And actually, blood pressure and blood sugar improve dramatically. Your A1C will come down to normal, about 5.5. You have a 40% reduction in cancer death. Now, what did I say earlier in the show? That losing weight will actually help you prevent cancer. Now we have exercise that will help prevent cancer, reduction in cancer death. And 50% reduction in heart disease related to death. and a much greater and less risk of obesity, of gaining weight. These are all things that we have to choose on a daily, weekly basis. It's all up to us. We can't just go to the doctor and get a pill to cancel out the symptoms. Because just because you can't feel the symptoms, the disease is still going on. So drugs don't prevent cancer. Drugs don't prevent death. Drugs don't make you healthy. You make you healthy by adopting some of these measures that we're talking about on a weekly basis. And I really wanted to go back and talk to you a little bit about how to cut off the cancer fuel supply. I failed to mention that. Because anything that reduces inflammation, exercise reduces inflammation. Reducing weight, obesity. Remember what I told you about all those fat cells? They don't just stand there innocently. They don't just take a vacation. They're there always, unless you lose them. And anything that reduces inflammation in your body will reduce the risk of cancer. And every one of those fat cells, and the greater you are overweight, the more fat cells you have, the more increased risk of cancer. So maintain a healthy weight. Eat anti-inflammatory foods rich in polyphenols, like berries, blueberries, aronia berries, bilberries, huckleberries, and olive oil. Move your body and exercise. Additional help nutrients that you might get enough of, you may not get enough in your diet. Using curcumin, anti-inflammatory, pain-relieving, anti-cancer. OPCs from grapeseed extract, same thing. In scientific studies, it shows that it makes drugs more effective that are being used for chemotherapy. And it can reduce tumors by up to 65 to 70%. And andrographis. These all are anti-inflammatory, anti-cancer, antiviral, antibacterial. These are natural. Now, I can't say they're all the same. They're natural, but they may not be all the same quality. So you want to get high quality curcumin, high grapeseed extract, high andrographis. You want the quality of the quality of the quality, the best of the best. If you're trying to save money, you may have to. That's not my business. But don't choose a discounted price unless you have to. High quality is more expensive. There's a lot more that goes into manufacturing it and producing it. And it's a higher concentration, a better extraction process. It all fits together to give you the best quality of products. So these are natural medicines. I couldn't think anything less of them. Curcumin and OPCs and andrographis, aronia berries, melatonin. These are all anti-cancer molecules, natural molecules that have no known side effects. No side effects. You can't say that about drugs. So remember, keep your weight down, number one. Keep your weight down. You'll live longer, more productively, more in good health. Good fitness. And as I said before, good fitness reduces the risk of over 30 different diseases. My gosh, what do you want? Drugs don't do that. Drugs only have one pathway to work on. Blood pressure, blood sugar improve, come down naturally. 40% reduction in cancer death. 50% reduction in heart disease-related death and less risk of obesity. Now, what you should know about olive oil, and you probably know a lot about olive oil because I've talked about it so many times, it's one of my favorite foods. I try to get somewhere between, 4 to 6 tablespoons of olive oil a day. I usually start off in the morning for breakfast with 2 tablespoons of olive oil. I take 2 tablespoons of olive oil at dinner. And I usually take 2 tablespoons of olive oil before bedtime. You should know more about olive oil. It'll change your life. But what about olive leaf extract? Olive leaf. Leaves that grow on the trees have medicinal properties. And olive trees are more than olives. Of course, olive trees produce a fruit. That's where the oil comes from. Olives, which are a botanical extract, are classified as a fruit with a single seed, making them a cousin to other fruits that have a single seed, like peaches and cherries. They all have one single fruit, seed. But when you have berries, aronia berries, they're filled with little bitty tiny seeds, maybe hundreds of seeds. So this kind of fruit is a single seed. Now squeezing the olive presses until the oil is excreted, which is full of beneficial nutrients, as high as 200 different components that are for our good health. But olives aren't the only healthy part of the olive tree. The leaves of the olive tree are also a very powerful medicine. The leaves contain a plant compound called oleoropin, which reduces inflammation. It has antiviral, antibacterial effects, and is great for the heart and the immune system. All the benefits of olive leaf extract has tremendous health-promoting activities. Lowers blood pressure, increases insulin sensitivity, and lowers blood sugar levels as a prevention for diabetes. Suppresses cancer cell formation, prevents heart attacks and strokes, keeps the brain young and prevents dementia, aids in a healthy gut microflora. Now, a dosage of the fruit, it's a powder. They dry the fruit, or the leaves, They dry the leaves, the olive leaves. They standardize it for its key compounds, such as oleoropin, hydroxytyrosol, tocopherols, are some of the components that are found in the leaf of the tree and has great health benefits. I would probably use about 500 milligrams 2 or 3 times a day. If you're really, really in good health and you're doing so many of the other good things, like vigorous exercise, a good night's sleep, the right type of diet, a ketogenic diet. There's the Mediterranean diet, the paleo diet, and the ketogenic diet. I prefer the ketogenic diet. Low carbs, high fat, good proteins. It works fantastically for so many conditions. They have now found out that the ketogenic diet has tremendous impact on lowering the conditions of MS and Parkinson's disease. So you might want to also include that in your diet as well. So 500 milligrams once a day for those that might be in a tremendously good fit condition. You can up that to 2 or 3 a day with no problems, no side effects. You know, almost all the things we've ever talked about on my radio show, I bring to you because they have very little, absolutely no side effects. And if they were a side effect, it would be like a rumbling stomach, maybe diarrhea once, but you're not going to die. You're not going to have another disease. You're not going to have major side effects. You're not going to have major complications. All very simple. Be good health bound. Now, here's one of my most favorite herbs, andrographis. I love andrographis. And here's a few reasons why I love it. I take it every day. I take 400 milligrams, standardized at 20% of the active components called the andrographolides. The andrographolides are the active components of andrographis. It is one of the most used medicinal plants in Asia. They use it every day to treat so many different conditions. Used to treat all types of common problems, including urinary tract infection, coughs and colds, indigestion, hepatitis, ulcers of the mouth. It prevents and treats all symptoms of upper respiratory tract infections. The common cold, flu, sore throat, fever, cough, sinusitis and bronchitis, fatty liver disease, tonsillitis, and new studies are finding very powerful anti-cancer activity. In fact, of about 8 or 9 botanicals that I've seen recently in scientific studies at City of Hope Hospital in Los Angeles, andrographis was number 1 as anti-cancer activity. Powerful medicine. And just a quick story, I went to the Maldives, and when I got there, when I got to my room, they had a little card on my desk there in the room and said, we want you to be healthy while you're here. We don't want you to contaminate the other guest or our staff. So please come to the office and we'll give you a free bottle of andrographis that you can take once or twice a day to keep you healthy while you're here and to keep all the beautiful, beautiful countryside here. Now, I shouldn't say countryside, waterside. It's out in the middle of the water. Beautiful, beautiful valleys in the water. I loved it. I could have stayed there for a long, long time. 2 weeks was not long enough, but it was beautiful. But they wanted us to be safe and healthy. So they gave us free bottles of andrographis. They use it everywhere, all through the Asian countries. It's one of the most powerful natural medicines you'll find anywhere. Prevents damage to the brain and to the liver from chemotherapy. So many good reasons to use andrographis. It's amazing. And that, my friends, I'm all out of time, so time to say goodbye for the weekend. I'll be back next weekend, same time, same station. Join us again. So much more to share with you.